Like many teenagers, 15-year-old rookie reporter Brianna Fugate loves spending time on Facebook. Most of all, she's drawn to the drama that's constantly unfolding on her friends' and enemies' Facebook pages. Brianna knows full well it's the kind of drama that can get out of hand and turn into what school officials call cyberbullying. But so far, she's managed to avoid getting hurt with a lot of help from her mom.
I live for Facebook drama. My addiction started when I was in the 7th grade. My mom banned me from MySpace because she thought kids my age were too wild on there, putting up pictures in their bra and underwear.
Whoa.
So she let me join Facebook instead. But pretty soon, all my best friends signed up too.
I might have to reassess my thinking about you having a Facebook page, especially if you are abusing it.
Okay, truthfully, if it weren't for my mom, I'd go wild on Facebook. Welcome to Brianna's world. But my mom would never let that happen.
You know, you guys think it's all fun and games and all cutesy-cutesy now, but there's going to come a time when, you know, it's going to have an impact on your lives.
Okay. My mom is right. I've seen people writing, "I got drunk last night," or saying, "I'll open my legs for you if you can fill in the rest." What is wrong with them? That could prevent them from getting a scholarship to college. Because I know my mom is reading, I don't post anything she would consider inappropriate. But best believe, I'm still watching all the arguments, the breakups, the hookups. I mean, one every second.
Hello?
Instead of broadcasting our comments to the whole World Wide Web, my best friend Alaysia and I call each other to laugh or cheer on any fights.
Don't you see that profile picture?
He is fried. Yo, he and Kep got into it. You didn't see it?
Him and Kep?
Yes. He wrote that on her wall. Why are you still talking about me? Because you're ugly.
There are a lot of ways to start and follow drama on Facebook. If you see a picture of your friend and her new boyfriend, you can add her old boyfriend's name to the picture. Then it will show up on his Facebook wall and everyone will start saying mean things about each other. People also put up pictures of text messages from their phones to show everyone who was trying to get with them.
Whoa, he said that? Oh man, he's bugging.
And this past summer, Facebook especially got interesting when someone started making these Staten Island Who Looks Better pages.
Is it Who Looks Better?
Some unknown person would steal pictures off Staten Island kids' Facebook pages.
Who looks better, Staten Island?
OD crazy, right?
And I'd read all the comments and laugh. Until I found my picture on one.
You want to look at it?
Next to my own cousin's. And the question was, who gets flyer? Flyer meaning more stylish.
Ain't those stupid things.
Like, the day I saw it, I went to my other best friend Kaya's house and I told her what happened.
Oh my gosh. Brianna versus Jada, their cousin.
Most of the comments said that she gets flyer. Even a kid I used to like wrote, Jada all the way. And that made me mad the most.
I don't care. Jada could have it. She's just insecure because she knows I'm prettier than her.
I admit it. I felt violated. Thank God I had my friends and my mom.
Shallow. A person who cannot access.
On my wall, my mom posted, "Don't trust it, honey." And then she wrote out the definition of shallow.
They tend to like superficial things.
Then I wrote, "Thank you, mommy, so much. You always have the right thing to say when I feel aggravated."
Well, luckily, you are not a shallow person.
Love you. If I didn't have my mom and my friends, my anger would be all bottled up. And I don't know what I'd do. And then it wouldn't be Facebook drama anymore. It would be what my school guidance counselor calls cyberbullying.
I think there's a very, very fine line between the cyberbullying and just Facebook drama. I think what you have to do is ask yourself the question, is this distracting the student to the point where they're not able to pay attention in class?
Cyberbullying doesn't only distract you. It makes some people want to hurt themselves. Like the college kid, Tyler Comenti, who jumped off the George Washington Bridge because his roommate broadcasted a video of him with another guy.
In the past, when the bullying only occurred in school, the students were able to go home and have a safe haven. But when it extends to cyberbullying, now the child is sitting in his or her living room or his or her bedroom, and the bullying is continuing. So there really is no escape.
I've seen something like that.
Joel and Nicole go to a high school on Staten Island, and they told me someone got suspended for starting a page dedicated to calling girls hoes, meaning they sleep around.
There was a lot of girls from our school on it. They were pretty upset about it, and it hurt a lot of people's feelings, and it caused a lot of fights.
Okay. We all know bullying online is wrong. We get that message everywhere. In school, on TV, even from each other.
For some people, they just think it's funny.
It's just horrible.
Yet, like 17-year-old Eddie and another Nicole, who's in college, said, most teenagers just can't resist.
There's hundreds of people who would agree with me that, you know, oh yeah, it sucks, but we're all guilty of it.
On Facebook, you could say whatever you want without having to actually say it. You just type it, and it's easier to type than say it.
Mm-hmm. Online, kids get the chance to actually have freedom of speech without having to deal with immediate consequences. And the truth is, if everyone stopped writing mean things on Facebook, I would be bored. I know, because I tried turning my back on it all.
Okay, so I'm deleting my Facebook.
I just knew my mom would be happy about it.
I deleted my Facebook. How do you feel about that?
It came as a total shock to me because I know you like it. I know you have an app on your phone.
I deleted it.
Okay. I mean, it's a complete shocker.
Day one of no Facebook. You don't know how bad I want to just...
I didn't click it that day.
Go on Facebook today on my phone.
Surprisingly, I made it to day four.
And it's right here. I could just click it.
That was when Alaysia called to tell me a new boy I like was on Facebook. I logged back on, and that night, he and I ended up chatting for hours. So you see, the freedom that Facebook gives you doesn't only bring on the fights and arguments. It can also bring you a new love connection. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Brianna Fugate.
Brianna's story was produced by Verilyn Williams and edited by Marianne McCune. Our new rookie series continues on Wednesday with a story about the impermanence of living in foster care.